Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS 850 now on this Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Basketball, Wichita State 65, Tarleton 51. Three straight wins for the Shockers.
Two.
Wichita police arrest a man who shot his roommate who had shot himself.
One.
President Biden on the road promoting the big infrastructure plan. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Got some road construction affecting things just this week. It started up on Monday. They're going to be closing the ramp from westbound Meridian Edwards to westbound Kellogg. So, again, watch out for that for the rest of the week. And again, that's Meridian Edwards to westbound Kellogg. That ramp closed for the week. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly sunny, breezy, and cooler today with a high of 54 degrees. Partly cloudy and cold tonight, the overnight low 26. Thursday, sunny, tomorrow's high 51 degrees. Now cloudy, 50 degrees, and a gusty north wind. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS. Ted, have you got a winner for us this morning?
Yeah, congratulations to Jesse, listener. Got him two tickets to go see Joe Rogan at Intrust Bank Arena on the 3rd. And I've got more Joe Rogan tickets to give away in days coming up, so listen for your chance to win. Plus, starting tomorrow, we're giving away Christmas packages.
Okay.
Christmas prize packages every day. A Christmas prize package includes coupon vouchers to Illuminations at Botanica, a 35th anniversary Mannheim Steamroller Christmas CD, and a tin of Mannheim Steamroller Cinnamon Hot Chocolate.
Wow.
We'll start giving those away tomorrow.
Merry Christmas.
So listen for your chance to win.
All right. Construction of new homes in the U.S. fell 0.7% in October, a sign that builders are still facing difficulties keeping up with demand as supply chain problems persist. Commerce Department reporting today that October's decline put home construction at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1.52 million units, which is an increase of 0.4% from the rate at the same time last year. Now look at some business news from the Wichita Business Journal this morning. In a move designed to speed up defense projects, the National Institute for Aviation Research at Wichita State University and GE Additive have partnered to work on 3D printing, additive manufacturing, using metal materials. The Research Institute and General Electric Division have signed a non-binding memorandum of understanding that will bring together two industry leaders to help accelerate adoption of the emerging technology.
Stan Longhofer's 22 years as the leader of the Wichita State University Center for Real Estate has been recognized with a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Kansas Chapter of Certified Commercial Investment Members. Longhofer was hired in 1999 to revive the university's real estate program and to rebuild relationships within the Wichita real estate community. Longhofer and the center provide research and educational programs for real estate professionals in the region.
The Defense Division of Wichita-based Textron Aviation has won a contract to provide 8 attack aircraft to Thailand. The $143 million award makes the Royal Thai Air Force the international launch customer for the locally built Beechcraft AT-6 Wolverine. The local Textron division last year won a $162 million contract to supply Thailand with 12 of its T-6 military trainers. Maintenance training is expected to begin in Thailand in 2023, with pilot training starting in Wichita in 2024. That's local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. Well, Ted, a great night at the Shocker game last night. These guys are rolling along, and you're having a good time being the PA announcer. I know that, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. I want to say a happy birthday today to Kathy Carrier. Kathy's a good friend of mine, been around, been a friend for many, many years. We've always pretty much worked across the street. She's done a radio, usually a weather radio, for years and years. Mm-hmm. And she's having a birthday today. Her whole family are kind of favorites of mine. Her dad, Cecil Carrier, was a TV weatherman in town, and he and I, and he did radio on the old KFH with Hooter Meyer and yours truly. And we got to be pretty good friends. And so Cecil was a great guy.
And a radio and TV legend.
Yeah. And so Kathy, having a birthday today. Happy birthday to Kathy Carrier. Glenn Beck program on the way here on KNSS. Steve Deese is going to be on there. He's a TV host, and he's going to be talking about forbidden questions of COVID-19.
Aha. Well, that'll be good stuff.
Yep, that's coming up. News at 9 o'clock this morning. President Biden on the road promoting his infrastructure plan. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show, and news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. A little cooler today with a high of 54 after yesterday's high of 73. Right now, 50 degrees.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.